right, what's up, everybody? This is Sean.
This is Miranda.
And this is Joe.
Obrien.
Obi! Obi's with us, too.
Oh, Obi, are you over there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, so, yeah, we're here and we're interviewing an awesome band, the Hoot and Hollers, that's playing at Keg and Cork next Friday, June
23rd.
So, these guys are an amazing band, just like a lot of the bands that Obi's been bringing through on the Roaming Buffalo music tour. But every single band that I've gone to that Obi's been bringing through has just been such a great time, and you guys are definitely no different. So we're really excited to have you guys.
We're happy to be here, man. Happy to be coming out.
Awesome. Can you tell us where you guys are from and when you first came together to start playing the music that you play?
Well, officially, the band claims Columbia, Missouri as home, but Kelly is from St. Louis, and me and John are from there originally, too.
Nice.
We started in late 2006, early 2007, so we are 10 years old as of earlier this year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Cool.
And how would you describe your music to those that haven't heard you guys before?
We're mixing a lot of different genres, I guess. I'd say first and foremost, we're a rock and roll band, but we got influences of blues and country and, you know, soul, R&B, punk rock, kind of all of the above. The good stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
Swampy. Well, we don't really have any swamps around here in Missouri, but I'll take it. Swampy.
Swamp
it's hot enough, man. I'd probably be pretty swampy out there.
Swamp rock. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, man. I like the videos that I've watched you guys. I love your style. And what's your name, man? You the drummer, good sir?
Yeah, hey, I'm Andy. I'm the drummer. And this is John.
Hey, I'm John.
And
I'm Kelly over here. I'm the sax player.
Sorry, what's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, and you're the sax player. Awesome. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I actually haven't even watched any videos with the sax player in there, so I'm excited to check that out too. That's way cool.
Yeah, but you know, it's a little behind on times. I joined up about 3 years ago.
Oh, nice. Damn, so all the videos I've watched are way old. Well,
I guess, dude.
Well, Andy, I love how you stand up to drum and sing, dude. It's fucking amazing. I love it.
Hey, thank you. It's fun to play that way.
And John. I love your vocals too, man. And dude, you were wearing a Smokestack Relics shirt in that one video. Those guys rip too. Goddamned internet. Sorry, John, didn't catch that, buddy. The internet just cut out for a sec.
Yeah,
I think he's still cut out.
Oh, okay.
Still cut
Kelly, out. You're still there though, huh?
Yeah, forget them. All right.
Let's get to it. So, dude. So when did you start playing saxophone?
Oh, when I was a kid.
Okay, cool. So you've been playing for what, 15 years?
22 years, I guess.
Damn. Yeah.
You've got a lot of different instruments under your belt, though, too. I mean, you went from saxophone to a bunch of other things, then came back to it again, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Spent a long time playing banjo, and I've been working on guitar and clarinet and bass recently.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I'm sure you have, like, a mean recorder under your belt as well? Little hot cross buns?
No, I did when I was about 5, but I haven't revisited that. On the last two Hoot and Hollers albums, I did play a little bit of bass on both of them.
Are they calling?
You're getting a phone call on your computer.
I don't know how to answer it.
Hey.
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Fucking technology, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Missouri's still got a third world internet, I guess.
Well, Wyoming is not that far behind you guys.
Ahead? Behind? Ahead of the earth.
All right. Well, now where were we here, dude?
Yeah, we were talking about how you guys are playing upwards of 160 shows a year. And this, so is this all of your day jobs, or do you guys have side gigs, or how do you? I mean, what's it like being a full time gigging musician?
Well, you just kind of have to pick up some side work where you can. Kelly probably plays the most in other projects. I sometimes work at a bar while we're home for extended periods of time, but mostly relying on the Hoot and Holler's show schedule for income, really.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's pretty awesome to be able to make that work. That's really, really cool.
That's a way heavy schedule, dude. That's I think you guys work more as musicians than I do working for the city of Casper. But it shows in your guys' music. It really does. You guys definitely work hard. It's awesome.
So I was told the last time you played here, you were at the Attic, and I think that was how was the show turn out? Like, not as
I liked the show quite a bit, but I don't know. You guys remember? You had the little parade that went downstairs and, you know, back upstairs again.
Yeah. Wonder Bar.
Yeah.
You guys played with the rattlesnake? Old Randy?
That's when we scared all the children with our parade through the bar.
Well, you know, you can't win them all, right? I mean, it's a fine line.
I'd say you won that one, dude. That's awesome.
I can tell you at the Keg and Cork, it's going to be a big crowd. It'll be a lot different for sure.
Cool. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It like that, your guys' last show here, it was just one of those, you know, like off weeks or whatever it was. And I didn't even know you guys were playing. And then Obi told me about it. And I was like, shit, dude. He's like, I can't believe you missed that show. He's like, I can't believe so many people missed that show. So I'm really glad you guys are coming back through here again and giving Casper another chance. This will be a fun one.
Yeah, totally.
Another chance.
So we talked about your guys' musical influences and I don't know. Where do you guys see your music going, like, from now you've brought all of your tunes together, your influences, and created this unique sound? You guys obviously have plans for the future. You've been playing together for so long. Like, where would you guys like to see yourselves going?
That's a good question. I mean, it seems like it's sort of been a pretty organic thing thus far. Like, we never really sat down and planned out what kind of influences and music we were going to be playing. So I figure we'll probably just keep on playing together and keep on learning from each other and I don't know, just kind of see where it grows.
See where this awesome road takes you?
Right. I'd like to see it get a little weirder.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're playing it out right now.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, if they're a creeper, they're a keeper.
Is that what they say?
We do now.
I've heard that adage before.
So you guys talk about trying to maintain like this kind of local band kind of a feel without being pigeonholed as like the local band and stuff like that, because you guys tour as much as you do. I mean, I think I hear it when I listen to you guys play, and maybe it's because I've heard you so many times now and I've met you guys that it kind of becomes a different thing anymore. But I mean, does that kind of play into you guys trying to grow organically and trying to, I guess, grow appropriately?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe I'm the only one offended by the term local band, but it seems like a dirty word in a lot of circles because you sort of, like you said, you get pigeonholed, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, hit up anytime somebody needs a cheap opener for something. And that's not, you know, that's not where we'd like to see ourselves growing, obviously. We would like to, you know, still do our own shows, but when the right opportunity comes along to open for somebody really cool, of course we'll be there. You know, you just, what I want to see is everybody to get paid fairly for the work they're doing is all.
Yep, absolutely. Man. Well, yeah, dude, especially as hardworking musicians at, like you guys are, you know, touring musicians, I fully agree, man, like so much work. And it truly is. It's not necessarily a thankless job, but you are just like putting your entire heart and soul out in the world. And, you know, the least that people could do is make sure that you guys can keep on down that road, you know, without too many troubles. So, yeah, I fully agree, though, dude. And yeah, when, like you said, once you get pigeonholed into any sort of like local band thing, it's like, ah, just give them $100. They'll be our free beer. You know, they're good. I know, I've been there, dude.
That happens.
That's where we're at, right? Say
also, sometimes that's okay. There's a time and a place for that.
For sure.
I will say also, you know, there's nothing wrong with being proud of where you're from and being local to an area. I'm not trying to shun our Missouri status, but, you know, we just want to see this thing go somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Oh, yeah, there's no problem with being paid $100 in beer when you are the local band playing in your locality. Like, when you got your own place to go home to. Yeah, dude, for sure.
I've got one quick question that I actually got to take off to get ready for a show tonight. But I don't know if it's just because I see it now in places or if there's an actual thing to it. But I am mostly familiar with, when I think of the Hootenhollers, I think of something food-related anymore. Whether it be that picture of you guys in the diner, or everybody holding a submarine sandwich. You've got Garlic Storm. I see so many food references, and I want to know what that's about. I've been tossed and turning over that for a while now. I mean, is it just happens to be that way? Am I just seeing it now? Is it a blue dress or a gold dress? I don't know.
Cooking and eating and... It's just like when you think about, it's like what's one of the biggest, one of my biggest joys in life is to eat delicious food or to cook delicious food. And so I guess that spills over into the songwriting, because I also love to sing songs and write songs and play them for people. So I feel like there's not a big, well, I won't say that it's non-existent, but there, I feel that there should be a bigger crossover between rock and roll and food. Shows where food is like live to the audience, or there's songs about food, or, you know, like has their own special hot sauce and stuff. You see that from time to time, and I want to become more like that. Be photographed eating, or photographed cooking. I think I suggested a lot of the food or diner theme photos you might maybe have seen.
Hashtag fat kid life goals.
Yeah. Well, I support it. Food and rock and roll. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. That's right.
You can sit around a table and eat a meal and like learn about each other and have a great conversation. And people can go to a rock and roll show. You might not be having a conversation, but you're all sharing in the same experience and like,
that's so true, dude. Yeah. That is so true. It's breaking bread in its own way.
Exactly.
Hey, and like that dude from The Offspring, he's got a pretty sweet hot sauce company going now, dude. So
you need the Hootenhollers hot sauce.
What's it called? Do you remember?
Fuck, I forget his name. It's named after one of their songs. Like, god damn it.
I know you want to hit that.
Wait, what's the Spanish word for white dude? Gringo. It's like something gringo hot sauce.
Black or white guy hot sauce?
Pretty much, dude.
Pretty wild.
It's like spicy gringo hot sauce or something, dude.
It should be like the Hootenhollers like tartar sauce. I think that's your real niche right there. Nobody's doing tartar sauces.
Tartar sauce.
Hootenhollers gumbo, dude.
There, now you're talking. Spice like a thigh rub. Something that you could sell easily that'll be shelf stable. You can pack it away. Like little packets of like pulled pork dry rub.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man, now your merch table is like nobody else's.
I mean, I don't think we need to underestimate the idea of like road food, though, too. I mean, like Hootenhollers sardines. Yeah. Yeah.
But then you gotta buy a boat and start commercially fishing, you know? It's like,
dude, you're going places now.
crushing my dreams it's all day long, all Andy.
Changing, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Do you I think, sorry, I didn't cut you off. Okay. I think I'm going to twist off a little bit, but I think you guys should talk about the new album a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. I'm way down, dude. Yeah, do you guys want to talk about the new album a little bit more?
I think Kelly's got some great things to say about the new record, probably.
Yeah, Kelly, let's hear it.
Oh, well. I think everyone will enjoy it if they listen to it.
Let's start with the basics. How many songs?
10.
Nice round number. Sweet.
Perfect, dude. Are you guys from Canada or something? The metric system? Here in America, we start albums with 12 songs.
That's a dozen.
Well, that is something, because depending on the length of your songs, when you're talking about putting stuff on in vinyl form on an LP, you're really sort of limited to whatever will fit on each side, you know?
Oh, true, dude.
Started with a higher number of songs, and then we kind of whittled it down and picked the final 10, essentially.
Oh, cool, man. That's amazing that you're in a position to whittle down songs.
So what if you guys are touring and doing all this stuff on the road, what do you do when you're recording? I guess that could be like a two-part question. So, like, are you guys playing the songs out and getting them really ironed out and figuring out how you want it all to go before you hit the studio? Or do you, go in and write it, record it, and then hit the road and perfect it later?
About half and half, really, with this last album. We had some of them done well in advance, and we're road testing them, and then some of them kind of came together at the last minute.
Cool. And then, so do you just like block out a weekend or a week or something and take a break from the road life and buckle down and record it?
Yeah, we spent about, I think, 5 days recording the last record.
Cool. Well, where was that at?
In Dayton, Kentucky.
Yeah.
At the Loft.
Cincinnati area. The place called the Loft.
Okay.
The Lodge.
No, it's a great place called the Lodge.
It has a loft, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was an old Masonic lodge.
Oh, so okay. That's way sweet, dude.
Cool.
Beautiful old building with a huge live room. So, of course, that's how they got their name, the Lodge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was an amazing place to record, and really cool. We would get there at noon every day and rehearse for a couple hours, and then the engineer would show up and we'd track for another 8 hours and then basically go home, wash, rinse, repeat. Mm-hmm. For several days. So
cool. Well, that's pretty cool, because I think for a lot of bands, it's shifting gears pretty heavily to go from recording or writing or whatever that combination is, and then being out on the road. So that's cool. You guys can keep that all up in the air at the same time. That's a really good, benefit that you guys have going for you. I mean, a lot of times, personally, I find it's hard too to get the time for everybody to do it. But, being full-time musicians, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, it is hard to find time to like write and create new music while you're sort of just grinding day to day on the road. So I know exactly what you mean. And this album was written over a long period of time, which is, I guess, why we were able to kind of road test some of those songs, and then
yeah,
the ones that we come together at the very last minute, they were, just happen to work out that way.
Yeah, sometimes those are the best ones.
So, just to reiterate, you guys are playing next Friday, June 23rd, at the Keg and Cork in Casper.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please plug all the spots and places we can find you guys and people can hear your music?
Yeah. So, we got on the interwebs, we got thehootenhollers.com. That's THEHOOTEN. HALLERS.com. You can find all of our recorded works that are out in the public on Spotify for the show. That's the place to go.
You can also download that on iTunes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to pre-buy, go right over to iTunes and look that up. He won't be disappointed.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you guys next Friday, and we're looking forward to it. We'll do our best to spread the word to get a big crowd there for you guys this time around, too.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. Thank you again, dude. I can't wait to see you guys and meet you guys, hang out with you, and listen to some awesome music, man.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. We should plug Joe Huber. Joseph
yeah.
Huber.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Of course. And we're looking forward to sharing the bill with them. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time.
It will be, man. Yeah, we're interviewing those guys on Sunday, man. So we're really I was lucky enough to catch them one of their times through here, and God, dude, yeah, they're amazing too, dude. So it's gonna be a great night had by all, man. So
absolutely, we'll see you next Friday.
Right on, sounds good, dude. We'll talk to you guys soon.
There you go.
Wait.